Lenten, Day 33, Friday, April 12th. One final Old Testament angel story. The sixth chapter of the book of Isaiah tells the story of the death of King Uzzah. His friend, the prophet Isaiah, was crushed because of the king's death, and he went to the temple to mourn. In prayer, he saw the Lord seated on a throne, and above him the seraphim. Isaiah couldn't believe his eyes. He said, "Woe to me, I am a man of unclean lips." Do you know what happened next? An angel flew to the altar where the sacrifices were made. The angel picked up a red-hot coal with tongs, and he pressed it against Isaiah's mouth, telling him that his guilt was taken away and his sin atoned for. Here are the angel's words, Isaiah 6, verse 7. "This has touched your lips, it has taken away your iniquity, it shall cleanse you of your sins." Isaiah was cleansed. He went out of the temple to deliver a message of judgment to the people. Do you happen to recognize those words from somewhere? You should. The words of the angel to Isaiah when he touched the hot coal to his lips. These are the same words your priest says in the liturgy after you have received Holy Communion. Communion is a live hot coal that either cleanses us and heals us, or it condemns us if we receive it unworthily. Thought for today. When you hear your priest say these words after everyone has received communion, "Behold, this has touched your lips, it has taken away your iniquity, and it shall cleanse you of all your sins," just remember that an angel spoke those words first to the prophet Isaiah 2700 years ago.